Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm James, and as always, I'm joined by the brilliant Lisa. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for any educator looking to make a real impact in their classroom: targeted interventions. Lisa, how are you feeling about this one?
James, I'm really excited because targeted interventions are such a game changer. They're like these mini plans that can either help students catch up if they're falling behind or challenge those who are ready to stretch their skills further. There's so much to unpack here.
Absolutely. Let's start with the basics. Targeted interventions aren't like year-long remedial courses. They're short, focused, and actionable. We're talking about 2 to 6 week cycles with specific goals, quick diagnostics, and regular feedback. It's all about being pragmatic and adaptable.
Right, and what I love is that they can address a range of needs. For instance, some students might need help mastering a specific skill, while others might need a deeper challenge because they're breezing through the material. It's about meeting learners where they are.
Exactly. And one of the key things to remember is why we even consider interventions in the first place. For example, have you ever looked at a test result and noticed not just the average score, but how widely spread the scores are? That's called the standard deviation, and a large spread often means some students are thriving while others are struggling.
That's such an important point. A high standard deviation is like a flashing sign saying, your teaching didn't quite reach everyone. And that's not just about the students, it's also a signal for us, as teachers, to reflect on our methods and adapt.
Yes, and it's also about preserving motivation and self-esteem. If we don't handle interventions carefully, students can feel singled out or discouraged, which totally defeats the purpose.
Exactly. So let's talk about when to launch an intervention. There are some clear triggers, like when you see a cluster of students scoring below a threshold on formative assessments, or when diagnostic checks reveal gaps in prerequisite knowledge. Even behavioral signs, like low engagement or avoidance behaviors, can be a clue.
Great examples. And on the flip side, you might have students finishing tasks way ahead of everyone else, which tells you they need something more challenging. So, whether it's about catching up or stretching, interventions are all about being responsive.
Totally. And there are some core principles to keep in mind when designing these interventions. First, keep them short and focused. We're talking about 2 to 6 weeks, not months on end. Second, make them student-centered. Build on what students already know and scaffold from there.
And don't forget about process goals over product goals. It's not just about getting the right answer, but about understanding the how and why. That's where metacognitive skills come in, teaching students to think about their thinking.
Yes, and let's not underestimate the power of formative assessment. Frequent, low-stakes checks help you adjust your approach in real time. Plus, small groups and peer learning can make the experience socially rich and engaging.
All right, let's get practical. How do we actually design a short, targeted intervention? What's the first step, Lisa?
Step one is identifying the target. Who are you focusing on? What specific skill or content do they need help with? And why? What's the data or observation backing this up?
Then comes the quick diagnostic. A 10 to 15 minute task can reveal misconceptions or gaps in knowledge. The key is to design tasks that show how students think, not just whether they're right or wrong.
After that, you set 1 to 3 clear process goals. For example, students will accurately solve linear equations using inverse operations. And don't forget a metacognitive goal, like students will identify one strategy that helped them and explain when to use it.
Once the goals are set, you plan the sessions. These can range from 15 to 40 minutes, 2 to 4 times a week, over 2 to 6 weeks. It's a mix of teacher modeling, guided practice, collaborative tasks, and independent practice with immediate feedback.
And you'll need a plan for assessments, pre-checks, mini-checks every couple of sessions, and a post-check. Success criteria might look like 80% accuracy on targeted items, or students can explain and apply the strategy independently.
Then it's all about implementation. Keep the group small, 1:1 or up to 6 students works best. The tone should be upbeat, focusing on growth rather than deficits. scaffold heavily at first and gradually remove supports.
And don't forget to monitor and adapt. Use quick evidence, like exit slips or observation notes, to see if progress is happening. If it's not, revisit your strategy. Maybe there's a missing prerequisite or a self-esteem issue blocking progress.
Finally, wrap it up and transfer the gains back into the regular classroom. Celebrate progress, but do it respectfully. And schedule a follow-up in a few weeks to make sure the improvements stick.
I love that. And there are so many types of interventions to choose from. You've got catch-up plans for students falling behind, consolidation plans for those with fragile understanding, stretch tasks for high performers, and even behavioral interventions for students struggling with engagement.
Do you have a favorite example, Lisa?
I do. Take a remedial maths plan for students struggling with algebra. Over 3 weeks, you might start with teacher modeling and guided practice, then move into paired practice and error analysis, and finally independent work with a post-check. It's structured, measurable, and focused.
And for high performers, you could do something like a 4-week stretch task where students create and present a mini investigation. It's all about deeper understanding and self-directed learning.
Right. And throughout all of this, feedback is key. Be specific, constructive, and immediate. Highlight what's working, what needs improvement, and how to get there. And always protect self-esteem, private corrections, public recognition for effort.
Well said. So, to wrap up, targeted interventions are about being precise, responsive, and supportive. They're short-term solutions with long-term benefits if done right.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We hope you found this practical and inspiring. Until next time, take care and keep making a difference.